Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Sherman Abando. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga bunts towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Berga moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berga scores. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McLemore is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Espinoza strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gomez out. Two outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abando hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obando is 0-for-1 in the game. Obando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Segui moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Segui scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell bunts towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Tom Kramer now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive towards third. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abando is 0 for 2 in the game. Abando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Segui hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Williamson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Felix Furman now playing shortstop. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Mark Leonard pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lilliequist covering, for the out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's now catching. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 3 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Espinoza moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Espinoza scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Alan Mills now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McLemore strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye F. Rom Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.